Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Bishop Watterson on the road at Dublin Jerome. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
You talk about your quality opponents. Watterson is 2-6, but the teams they lost to this year are 38-10. And for Jerome, they are 5-3, but the teams they lost to are you ready, 23-2. And who has played the toughest schedule in D3, the state of Ohio? Watterson, by far. So, Larry, we know who they played, but what happens when they play each other in the contest tonight?
Well, who you play isn't probably as important as how you're going to play tonight. And Watterson's going to have to play one of their best games tonight if they're going to stay in this. Jerome is a pretty good football team.
At 5-3 on the campaign and 8th right now in their region, looking to make that postseason party in just a couple of weeks. When we come back, we'll hear from both head coaches. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus zero for 72 months, plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd Way.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Eagles, Brian Kennedy. I'm going to do something I've never done in 35 years, Coach. Right out of the gate, I'm going to ask you keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to win the game against Dublin Jerome?
First of all, not turn the ball over. In the games where we've kind of let it get away from us, we've had multiple turnovers. Last week against St. Charles, no turnovers. I think that's number one for us. Number two, we got to control line of scrimmage. Our offensive line played really well. Defensive line's played good all year. So, I mean, that's important to us. We have to be able to run the ball. We have to be able to control them up front.
And again, we change it up and talk about defense before offense. Talk a little bit more about your defense. Obviously, a great performance last week. I think the Cards scored late in that game for their lone tally. What have you seen happen to the defense in the last couple of games?
First of all, the strength of our defense is our up front guys. Luther Clater, by far, is the anchor to the D-line. Kyle Naderoff's played great at linebacker. You know, we've made some personnel adjustments, and I think, you know, the last couple of weeks we've seen that kind of pay off for us.
How about on the offensive side? What have you noticed?
We're healthy as we've been probably since July, and that's positive. You know, with the O-line, guys working together, being able to take multiple reps, starting together, I think that's paying off. You know, Cole Andrews, our quarterback, when he makes good decisions, he's a really good quarterback. And with our run game, Nick DePalma, you know, he was banged up a little bit earlier in the season. You know, he's close to 100% now, and he's a difference maker.
Can you talk about depth? How much has that been tested this season with injuries?
Oh, it's been a struggle at times. You know, we've battled, you know, every team battles injuries. We've battled strep throat, hand, foot, and mouth. Now we got a couple kids with staph infections. So when you start with lower numbers and kids start to drop off. And, you know, there was a week where we only had, I think, 25, 26 kids dressed to practice. It's a struggle. I mean, it's a challenge to the coaches. It's, you know, but I'll give the kids credit. Whoever steps in, you know, does their best, and we've managed to continue to progress and focus on getting better.
Which leads to my next question. Can you see the team buying into your thoughts, your philosophies, your way of doing things, and talk about the investment for next season?
Well, I think so. You know, losing six straight is not fun, but I didn't ever see a time of practice where the kids weren't given 100%, weren't all the way into it. Our guys understand the approach, the family approach that we have for the program. I mean, the way they deal with the younger guys and go to the freshman games, and they're getting excited on the sidelines. I mean, that to me is encouraging and positive, and I think that'll carry forward for the program.
And according to the numbers, when you add it all up, who have they determined plays the toughest schedule in D3 all season?
It would be Bishop Waterson.
That's according to the numbers Joe Idle and Drew Pastor have put together, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Well, good luck with the next step tonight in week number 9 with the Celtics.
Thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Celtics, the one and only, hold your applause, Bob Gesiewicz. And coach, you're known for your comments on the postgame show, so I want to see what you're like on a pregame show for a change. But congratulations on your season so far. If you were President Gesiewicz, how would you discuss your team's play and gave a State of the Union address right now?
Brutally honest, a little bit inconsistent with what we're doing, but like we talked about, our kids are resilient. They work really hard, and they fight. And me and you talked about it. You know, we've had 12 out of 22. Two starters miss at least one game, so a little bit more than I'm comfortable with, but we've gone next man up, and until we've kind of gotten to the bottom of the roster. But it's been really good watching our kids stand up and give everything that they have, win or lose.
So from an offensive standpoint, I know it's been a little search and destroy. What do you like to do offensively?
Scoring.
Don't we all?
So, you know, we do what we have to do. Our philosophy has always kind of been, we'll find five offensive linemen, we'll find a quarterback, and then we take the next best 5 to 10 guys. And we build it around there. 2 years ago, we'd go five wide to two back tight end, two back, two tight ends. Last year, you know, we go mainly four wide, and then we get into an I set. And this year, we've mixed in a little bit more H-back. We've struggled to find that consistent tight end, but that's just not what our kids do, so we're not going to mix another kid in there. This year, a lot more shorter passes. and things like that. And whereas last year it was more play action and taking deep shots, but we had the dudes that could do that. So, you know, whatever it is that we can do to kind of give ourselves a good chance.
And on defense, what can we look for from the Celtics tonight?
Our kids are pretty scrappy. They'll play hard. We'll get a lot of movement up front. Not moving people around. Watterson's huge. But our guys will slant. We'll send linebackers. And we'll do things like that. We just think that that gives us the best chance because of our size. And some of the offenses that we see comparatively are much larger. You know, their parents aren't feeding them low-carb meals when their little kids growing up and things like that like ours are.
And finally, you talked about the girth of Watterson. What else do you have to deal with tonight? What are the keys to victory in the game tonight?
One, we've got to take care of ourselves. We've just got to be really consistent. We've got to kind of figure out our quarterback spot and put our quarterback in a position to be successful with something that they're comfortable with. We've got to make the plays when the opportunity presents itself, which we've been opportunistic at times defensively. We've got to be able to do that. And we've got to be able to adapt. Watterson's actually going to give us more looks based off last week's film than what we thought based off of 2 weeks ago. Last week, I think they realized, man, we got some big dudes. We're going to pack it in, and we're just going to plow right over the top of St. Charles. But then, once again, they hop out in a 4 and 5 wide, and they've got a pretty diverse passing game that we've got to deal with. So.
And you have to score, too, right?
That would be nice, and I don't really care how we do it. But, yeah, touchdowns are good things.
Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes from Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better. During the Jeep Celebration event, save up to $9,000 on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee. Or celebrate Ram Power Days by taking up to $14,500 off a new 2017 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Hard to believe that there's only 2 weeks left in the regular season of high school football, and we've got a good one tonight. Welcome, everyone, to the CCL Football Game of the Week as Bishop Watterson is on the road at Dublin Jerome. 2 weeks left, and playoffs starting to shape up. Let's get you caught up on what the other CCL and Catholic teams in the area are doing tonight. Hartley is on the road at North Canton Hoover. Reedy travels across town to Whitehall. DeSales has a huge one on senior night as they take on Winton Woods. St. Charles is on the road down in Cincinnati to face the three-time defending state champ LaSalle Lancers, and Newark Catholic hosts Heath tonight. Tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic takes on 7-1 Harvest Prep. Some other big matchups in the area tonight. Pickerington North is at Lancaster. Reynoldsburg is at Pickerington Central. Olentangy Liberty takes on Orange, and Walnut Ridge is at Marion Franklin. Let's head out to Dublin Jerome High School right now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, thank you very much. Watterson won the toss, and they've deferred, so Jerome's going to receive going right to left in this contest. Gorgeous night for high school football, as it was last night, too. 71 degrees, the wind non-existent here at game time, and you couldn't ask for better conditions. Lawrence, in week number 9 for high school football.
Hard to imagine this season's almost over. I mean, it's just incredible that we're at 9. I know that we're hoping to have 4, 5, or 6 more with our Catholic schools going deep into the playoffs, but we're at 9. Hard to imagine.
And ready to boot it now for Bishop Watterson is Kevin Lamming. He's got it teed up at the 40-yard line. Twin safeties back deep inside the 5-yard line now for the Celtics as we get ready for week number 9. Dublin Jerome, 5-3. Watterson at 2-6. Week number 9. Glad to have you aboard right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And there's the boot. It is high. It is deep. And it will go into the end zone. Not touched that time by
Ray Prochko, who's back deep, so we'll bring the ball out to the 20-yard line, and that's where we'll start things for the Celtics on offense. Interior five for Jerome will be Cole Albright, George Pisano, along with Connor Radcliffe, Jackson Harris, and Patrick Miller. Wide receivers, Max Darrow and Ryan Keyes. Quarterback early on will be Hayden Schell. He's coming back from the injury, so he's a bit of a question mark. Running back is Robert Cope. The slots are Andrew Brim and Trey Ballinger. So first and 10 from the 20-yard line. This time they'll go with four wideouts, two to either side, one back in the backfield. That is first down play for Hayden Schell and company. And a handoff right up the gut. They get it up to the line of scrimmage, maybe, and that's about it, as the defense shuts it down right at the 20-yard line. There was no gap there between the tackles as they tried to find that opening, and they stop it right at the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 10 on the carry that time. I think it was Prochko.
Just your basic inside zone play, and there was no inside zone to it. The Watterson defense was pretty stout inside. Big nose tackle in there for Washington now. Luther Clater's big man.
6 foot, 330, and a senior. We'll check out their D in just a second. Second down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Again, four wideouts evenly distributed with one back in the backfield on the second out play. Straight back throw. Shell looking to his right. Guns on the out pattern. Pass way overthrown. Intended on the play for Trey Ballinger. Defensively for the Eagles up front is Perry Finnegan along with Connor Whitaker, Luther Clater, and Drew Davis. Linebackers Kyle Naderhoff, Cam Headley, and Jacob Bruning. Also, Nate Myers, a will or a strong safety in the secondary as well, too. Jack Frecker along with Court Marbaugh at the corners, and Casey Calhoun is the free safety. So it'll be third down and 10 now. Triad to the bottom, one wide to the top, one back in the backfield to the left of Shell on this third down play. Straight back to throw, looking across, and has a man at the 30-yard line. Pass is complete. It goes on to play to Ryan Keyes. Keyes up to the 33-yard line. Picks up 13, has enough for the first down. And Keyes, an interesting story. 23 catches, over 400 yards. Last played football, he's a junior, in eighth grade, Larry, and has developed into a pretty good deep threat as well.
Yeah, and on that time, what they did was they had a slot out here, and normally you run a curl on the flat with the inside receiver running the flat and the outside receiver running the curl, but that time they switched it up and ran the curl with the inside receiver and the flat with the outside, and you kind of switched things up for Watterson.
Again, they go four wide, one man in motion to the top, and set that as Brim, so three to the top. They're going to keep it on the ground, handoff right up the gut to go across the 40, up to the 45, spinning and churning all the way up to the 48-yard line. On the carry, it is Robert Cope. Cope pushes the pile across midfield. It looked like he was going to stop at the 48-yard line, but the surge kept going, and he got up to around midfield. Let's see where they marked the forward progress. They're going to put it at the Eagle 49-yard line for a gain of 17 on the play.
Good hard run that time, and actually he pushed the pile about another 4 yards after he had contact at about the 44 and then really had the pile up about the 47.
Cope, 88 carries, 662 yards, 7 touchdowns on the campaign. Shell passing, by the way, 80 of 137 for 901, so he approaches 1,000 yards on the season. Three wide at the top, first and 10. And it's a keeper by Shell, takes it around the left side, tucks it inside, gets inside the 45-yard line, down around the 44. He is not going to risk too much contact. This is, man, on one of those quarterback throwback plays from Luke Martin, caught a reverse pass and then got drilled in the process and, of course, had to go through the concussion protocol as well.
Oh, yeah, the old double reverse throwback to the quarterback. Should have probably been a single reverse and not thrown back because he got lit up.
Three to the top. Max Darrow is the widest of the three. One wide out to the bottom, one back in the backfield to the right of Shell on the second down and short play. They'll keep it on the ground. There is nothing there. Great penetration by the Eagles to come bursting through there. I think that was Cameron Headley or Frecker, one of the two that came through. Trying to see if it was 38 or 39 that came through to make the hit on the play.
There was Cam Headley.
Headley, the middle linebacker, came bursting through there to make the hit. Headley, 25 solos, 10 assists, 4.5 tackles for a loss. Add another one right there. It is now third down and 8 with 9.5 left to go in the first. Shell perusing the information from the sidelines.
Needs to be a sprint out, I think. Yep.
Going to roll to the right, wide side, to the right. Out pattern, pass is complete to the 42-yard line, but knocked down there. It is shy of the first down sticks. So now an interesting decision early in this contest for the Celtics.
It's fourth and three, and if they want to play a field position game, then go ahead and punt it.
As the catch is made by Max Darrow, so he grabs it as Darrow, first game back from a collarbone injury last week. A track guy. They think he has potential to be a decathlete as well, too. So from the 42, far hash going right to left, it's going to be fourth down and three now. Two wide to either side, one back in the backfield. And Shell will keep, and can he get it to the 39-yard line? He has stopped at the 40-yard line. The Eagles bend. They don't break, and Watterson, barring a flag here, should get it back with 8:36 left to go in the first.
Good job by the Washington defense that time. That was basically a quarterback counter play. What they did was they faked the zone play to the right, and they pulled the backside guard and tackle to the left, and the quarterback was supposed to follow, but the Watterson front blew it up.
Glad to have you on AM 820, and if you're going to travel out and about, or if you're Canadian, out and about, you can find us on stgabrielradio.com as well.
Hey.
Thank you. Cousin and my son both just got back from Winnipeg watching the Blue Jackets win up there, of course, losing last night. Quick pop on a first down play. Pass is complete along the far side of the field by the Eagles across midfield all the way down to the 47-yard line. That will move the sticks for a first down.
That was Nate Meyer, I believe, on that catch. It's about a 7-8 yard stop route and just go out, get open, turn around, and catch the ball.
Meyer makes the catch for the Watterson offense. They'll pick up 13 on the play. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. 28th catch now for Nate Meyer. Good for 449 yards. He's wide to the bottom of the set, one wide to the top. Power in that offensive line. We'll touch on that in just a second. A little toss near side. DePalma trying to turn the corner. Nothing there. Tries to slow down and cut it back and forget it. He's brought down on the play as he's tackled by Cole Albright, who makes the stop on the other side of the 50. For Watterson up front, the big five. Kyle Simmons along with Grant Holsinger, Nathan Altier, Billy Menadio, and Riley Fortkamp. Wide receivers, Court Marbaugh and Nate Meyer. Quarterback, Cole Andrews. Halfback is Nick DePalma. Also see Cam Headley in there as well, too. See more of Casey Calhoun and Antonio Adino as wideouts as well, too. Back going to the top of the formation right now is Nick Janot. Janot is up there to the top. Three receivers to that side. Two to the bottom. Empty backfield for Andrews. Blitz coming up the middle. Looks on the out pattern. Pass is complete inside the 45-yard line. Sidelines. 30, 25, and pushed out of bounds. Nice game by Antonio Adino.
All they did was flood the zone. They hit the short man, and he just turned it up the sideline and was gone. He got a good block from his other wide receiver out there. I think it might have been Nate Meyer making the block out there.
Gain of 29. Antonio Adino now 28 catches, good for 176 yards on the season. Had a 5.5-yard average. He upped it with that big catch. First and 10 now for the Eagles inside the 23-yard line of the Celtics, 7:23. We are scoreless. Handoff off the right side, and they get it down to maybe the 21-yard line. That's about it. Good job by the defense to shut it down. Among others, helping to make the hit is Will Rigby coming up from his linebacker slot. As DePalma looked for a gap there, couldn't find much. Give him a gain of 2. It'll be second down. Actually, gain of 1. Second and 9.
One of the things that happened on that play is Watterson offensive line got a good initial surge, but the Celtic defensive line got off the blocks pretty well that time. So if Watterson's going to hit him, they may have to hit him a little quicker than that. That was a deep handoff on a deep inside zone play.
Holden Jones goes wide to the bottom, one wide out to the top now. One back in the backfield behind Andrews. Looks, quick pop, far side, passes complete. Myers got it inside the 15 to the 14, out of bounds near the sticks. As we check out the defense for the Celtics, up front it is Cole Albright along with Tony Jima and Larry Mastella. Linebackers are Cade Kaczerski along with Steven Tejeda, Will Rigby, who made the tackle in the prior play, and Dalton Kagi. In the secondary, it is Reed McCrabb along with Scott Sonnenstein, John McDonald, and Frank Blair. Third down and a couple from just inside the 15-yard line. Two way wide to the bottom, one to the top, one back in the backfield from that pistol set. Andrews, quick pop, pass is complete inside the 10-yard line. Down to around the 5, that'll be first and goal for Watterson. Interesting, Larry, when you look at it, when Watterson had injuries in the offensive backfield, they had to throw the ball a little bit more, and it looks like that passing game has finally found its groove.
Well, what happens when you have injuries is other players got a chance to step up, and what's happened now is they've learned to throw the short passing game, and now what's going to happen is the Celtics will move up, and that gives you the over-the-top routes.
Nate Meyer has the ball down at the 5-yard line. First goal from there. This time they go with an eye look with two backs in the backfield for the first time. First man through as the fullback takes it off the left-hand side. Pushing, churning inside the 3, and push back from there. Kyle Naderhoff on the carry that time. Picks up a couple. It'll be second down and goal now with 6:08 and ticking in the first.
That actually was a pretty good job of running by Kyle, because what happened there was originally it was a trap play to the left, and it was blocked up, and he just bounced it outside.
So they're going to mark it officially at the 2-yard line, second down and goal from there. Naderhoff now just 12 carries on the campaign. Had a 2-yard touchdown run against St. Charles last week. Backs again from an eye, second and goal. They send the deep back out into Palmer. They hand it off again to the up man, and they take it into the end zone for the touchdown. Niederhoff nearly falls down as he tries to toss the football, and the Eagles on the board early, leading by a count of 6-0 in this one.
A trap play again, only this time was to the right, and did a nice job following his pulling guard. Got it in the end zone untouched, and then nearly blew a shoe celebrating.
Niederhoff gets his third touchdown of the campaign. Watterson up early in this one as they hold on fourth down. And take it from about the 40 and about 60-yard drive for the touchdown. Lambing now for the PAT to give the Eagles a 7-0 lead with 5:43 left to go into first. Good snap, good hold, good kick, and a better result. 7-0 Eagles lead, 5:43 left to go. We'll pause for 30 on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Elijah Carter continues his impressive play early from last week. He gets a touchdown run. Hartley has a 7-0 lead over North Canton Hoover.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan will have scores of all the other games tonight. Niederhoff 2 yards out. 8 plays, 60-yard drive. Usurp 2:53 off the clock. Lambing with the PAT at 7-0 Watterson early. Larry, are you surprised, sir?
I'm not surprised it's 7-0. I am surprised at how well Watterson threw the ball.
Lambing with the boot. It is high. It is deep. The return is going to start from the 2. Perhaps it's dropped and then picked up across the 10, the 15, up to the 20-yard line, sidestepping a defender and up to the 25. So about 23 yards on the return that time by number 9, and that is Max Darrow on the return. Darrow with the return will put the Celtics in decent field position, the 25. I'm contemplating going blind tonight, taking off the glasses and using binoculars. I haven't done this since Edison was a child.
I didn't know Edison. Obviously, you're too old.
Thank you very much. Shell back in at quarterback. I feel like I'm spying on somebody. You and I have binoculars.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
They go with 3 wide at the top, 1 at the bottom. Shell back to throw, looking long downfield and putting it up for grabs, and the pass overthrown on the play inside the 40-yard line. The intended receiver went down there, and the intended receiver was number 21 on the play, and that is Ryan Keyes. Good coverage by the Eagles.
Jack Frecker had that one covered. In fact, he was the only one that could have caught that ball.
So Frecker with the coverage from the secondary makes it second down and 10 now with 5:29 left to go here. In the first quarter.
I'm glad you're having trouble seeing things because I thought I was going blind here for a minute.
Well, again,
everybody up here has binoculars.
We talk about contrasting numbers for jersey colors. That has to be mandated, I think. Shell's going to keep around the left-hand side, 25, and pushed out of bounds there. Good pursuit defensively for the Eagles by big number 6, who came to the corner rapidly, and that is Matt Romberg, the big defensive end.
And for those of you on the radio, obviously, that are listening, we're talking about light gold numbers on white uniforms. And we're about a half a mile away anyhow because there's a track here. It's a beautiful setting, but we're just a distance away here. It's hard to see these numbers.
And petite jersey numerals for the Celtics as well, too. Ballingy is going to go widest to the top of 3 receivers, 1 to the bottom, showing blitz from the outside of the Eagles. Let's see if they're coming. They are coming on the blitz from the outside. Shell going to go across the middle. Pass incomplete, looking for Keys that are on the 47-yard line, but the pressure was coming, and we could see it. And they picked it up, but it still rushed Shell a little bit, and now it's a punting situation.
Well, Watterson's going to have a chance to get good field position here, and if they strike again to make it 14, we're going to have an interesting ball game here.
Casey Calhoun back deep around the 40-yard line to receive the punt. With the honors to boot it will be Cade Kaczurski.
Get off there.
There he's directing traffic here in the press box. The kick goes to the opposite side of Calhoun, but it bounces at the 43, nowhere near him. Along the far side of the field, and it's down inside the 44. So again, Watterson will have great field position, nearly the same spot they had it last time. 28 yards on that punt.
A little bit better. They're at the 45 this time. And, you know, now that they've got the Celtics worried about that 5-yard and 7-yard stop route, it might be a good time to go stop and go.
Well, you heard Ryan touch on the situation with Nick DePalma last week in that interview. It's a great job he did with Nick. And Nick, with that confidence, you know, he's been waiting to bounce back from injuries and had a great breakout game last week. 14 carries, 184 yards, and a touchdown. First and 10 now for the Eagles from their own 45. Andrews wants to throw, has time. Quick pop across the middle. Pass is dropped at the 45 of the Celtics. I think Meyer thought about turning down field before he had the football, and it comes up incomplete, second and 10.
I got it. Ain't got it. No.
Is that our theme for tonight, then?
Well, it might be.
Okay.
At least we got the number right.
Second down and 10. When there's one receiver on his side, it makes it a little easier here today.
Yes.
This time, speaking of one receiver, Myers, the lone guy to the top of the formation. They have two wide to the bottom. Widest to the bottom of the set, in fact, is Nick Janot. On a second and 10 from the 45-yard line, they'll keep it on the ground and burrow their way out to around the 47-yard line. Gain of about two on the play is going to set up a third down and eight scenario now.
The Watterson is in the pistol, but they're deeper than a normal pistol. Their quarterback's at about five, and the tailback's at about seven, and it's just taking a little too long to get to the line of scrimmage.
So DePalma picks up two to the 47-yard line. It'll be third down and eight from there, 4:40 and ticking here in the first. Watterson up by a count of 7-0. Empty backfield, and a timeout going to be taken by the Celtics. It was a five wide-out set, and they burned the timeout. Does Jerome their first one, and we'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Last time we gave you good news for Hartley, not good news for Reedy. On the heels of that win over London, they trail Whitehall early 12-0. Also not good news for DeSales. Midway through the first quarter, they trail Winton Woods 7-0.
All right, Ryan, you're done unless you start bringing good news. Andrews across the middle, quick pop, pass overthrown. The short guy was DePalma. The deep guy was Audino, and it didn't find either guy, so it's going to be fourth down and eight. And, you know, Whitehall is just kind of a tricky team. Now, in week one, you look at what happened. I believe Watterson just cleaned their clock, but you never know what's going to happen with the Rams. They are one of those Dow Jones kind of teams, up and down. In fact, Watterson beat them 41-6 in week number one.
Well, they're on the cusp. I mean, they're like 13th in their region, and they need a win.
Now, Cole Andrews went with a quick snap that time and a flag tossed on the play. Remember, he's the punter, and the flag rests at the 47-yard line with 4:35 left to go. I'm not sure if they're going to try something sneaky there or not, but our call is a false start. They're going to call it delay of game, actually, on the offense. So delay of game. Michael Mulgrew is your referee. Your umpire is Alan Carpenter. Your linesman is Bo Ballinger. Your line judge is David Root. Your back judge is Nathan Lawless. So they move it back to the 42-yard line. If there was any trickery involved, it's not going to happen now.
He's
Andrew's
pretty short.
Back. Yep, at his 33-yard line. He'll back up a couple steps. Single safety back deep. Some pressure. It is a high punt, not that deep. And the up man's going to call for it and make the fair catch at the 35-yard line. So the ball is corralled by Andrew Brim. And it'll be first and 10 Celtics. 4:28 left to go after that punt of some 23 yards.
He's a one-step punter. He only gets about 12 yards deep, so you have a chance to rush him. But because he's a one-step punter, that means he catches and steps and kicks with one step. It's a little bit harder to block it.
Actually, he starts about 8 yards back. Then he takes a couple steps back to go a little further. Gives you that little bit of doubt since he is the quarterback as well, too.
Well, if you're inside a seven, you're considered a quarterback. If you're outside a seven, you're considered a kicker, and you can't hit the center. So that's kind of it's tough on the defense. Let's put it that way.
Show it quarterback Logan House is the wide out to the bottom. There are three guys to the top. They're showing blitz from the outside. Bubble screen to the far side. It goes to Keys. Keys on the short side. Got up to around the 36-yard line, and that's about it. Gain of about one on the play with 4:23 left to go.
The Watterson defense is really coming up quick on the outside receivers. They're pressuring them, and I think the Celtics are probably going to try and take a couple shots deep here. They tried one earlier, and Jack had it pretty well snuffed out here on defense, but
Bob Gesswich is the offensive coordinator, along with Andre Cousin, who I covered when he played at Capital University back in the early 2000s.
Capitalis Universitatis. Go Purple.
Yeah, and somebody else went there. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
wide to the bottom of the formation.
I was there when they had low standards.
Trey Ballingy, he's got company, two other teammates there. Little option near side, little toss. It's going to be a forward pass. It's complete. It went forward about a yard. It goes to number three on the play, and that's Robert Cope. Cope gets up to the 40-yard line, so that's passing yardage. It will gain about three on the play. It'll set up a third down and five. Calhoun and Whitaker teaming up on the stop. It'll be third down and five now. Is it pass time?
Yes.
This is a team, by the way, too, that passed the 40 often will go for it on fourth down. We'll see what happens here on this third and five. Shell, quick pop, pass on the slant is incomplete as they undercut the receiver. House on the play. House tried to make the catch, and he got undercut, so it's fourth down and five, and I wouldn't necessarily trust the punt formation here, and you're right, Marbaugh made a big hit on the play.
Well, and the thing about that ball is thrown from the left hash all the way out to about the right numbers. I mean, that's about a 30-yard throw for a 4 or 5-yard gain, and very risky.
Cade Katursky, the punter. Calhoun back at his own 27-yard line, allegedly to punt. He gets it off.
Ooh.
It is a boomer. Calhoun retreats to the 16, makes the catch, gives ground to the 12, cuts to his left, and brought down to the 13-yard line. It looked like he had a gap, and then shooting through like a missile to make the hit on the play was number 28, Trey Welch.
If Trey doesn't make that tackle, they had kind of a wall set up on the other side, and it could have gone a long way.
43 yards on that punt. And on the return, negative four, so net of 47 yards. First and 10 from the 14-yard line for them, their Eagles.
Them, their Eagles?
Mm-hmm. Empty backfield now for Andrews on this first down play with 3.5
left.
I think
he's going to
run it. Which way? Straight ahead?
Better be to the right.
He's rolling, wants to throw, guns it downfield. Pass is caught. Falling down receiver, able to snare that at around the 23-yard line. That is Nick Janot.
Now, what the Kellerks did there is their defensive backs basically just sat in quicksand. They were waiting on those routes. So Watterson is going to have to take a shot here, because if they don't, the Celts are going to be right there to pick one off. They're just going to keep sneaking up and sitting on routes. And sooner or later, they're going to pick one if Watterson doesn't try to stretch the zone here.
So Janot with the catch, enough for the first down at the 24-yard line, first and 10 from there. 3:08 and ticking in the first, and Watterson up 7-0. Four wide out set again, two to either side, one back in the backfield. And Andrews, quick pop, far side. It's complete across the 25, out to the 29, to the 30-yard line. They'll pick up five, maybe six on the play as they go one-on-one to the far side. I think that's Meyer that makes the catch.
Basically, you're throwing the ball out there, and there are two defenders, two receivers. It's a one-on-one deal. If one guy misses, you got a chance to make a big play.
Of course, we've documented the story. Nate Meyer, the son of Urban Meyer, he's going to play some college baseball in the next level at UC.
Yeah, he's not a bad shortstop. Let me put it that way.
Second and four. They're going to give him forward progress to the 31.
Gets that from his daddy, who is a pretty good shortstop in his own right.
And a whistle with a hanky. Now, they call a false start. I understand the call, but you can't call it 2 seconds in the play.
Well, they did.
No, but you can. But if it's a false start, it's a false start at the beginning.
Well.
Because there was 2:24 on the clock. It ticked down to 2:22 before they went ahead and threw the flag. I'm just saying. Last night we had an inadvertent whistle on an interception that was about to be returned for a touchdown. And it cost Bradley the chance to have 70 points in the game instead of 63.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Three wide to the bottom. Quick pop. Wide open across middle. Pass is complete up to the 35-yard line.
Now, what amazes me is that is the exact same play they just ran when they had the penalty, and they showed the whole world what the play was going to be, and they came right back and ran it again successfully.
Second catch for Audino in this contest. And moves the ball out to the 36-yard line. First and 10 from there. 1:50 left to go in the first quarter.
Cole Albright's checked back in the game for the Celtics. Big defensive lineman for him.
First and 10 from the 36-yard line. One back in the backfield. They're going to hand it off. Oh, nothing there. Drilled back at the 33-yard line, making the hit on the play. That is number 43, Cade Kaczurski.
Don't say nothing there. Kaczurski was there. All 200 and whatever pounds of him. Holy. I'm telling you, they're 8 yards deep at that tailback spot, and it's tough to sustain those blocks.
11 solos, 27 assists, 2 sacks for Cade, the senior, an outside linebacker making the hit on the play.
That's a good old-fashioned slobber knocker there.
In fact, playing almost in a three-point stance. In fact, indeed he is. Second down and a dozen. They lose a couple to the 34, 1 minute left to go. Andrews wants to throw, looks along the middle, and overthrows the intended receiver at the 45-yard line. The man was open on the play for the pass, a little overthrown, as he was looking for the diminutive Mr. Audino again, so now it'll be third down.
Well, you had Audino on the seam route. They had an outside route by Nate Meyer down the numbers, and they had the seam route was open. He just couldn't drop it in over the linebackers and under the safety.
Andrews now 7 of 10 passing, good for 85 yards in his first stanza. 58 ticks left to go. 7-0 Watterson, third and 12 from the 34. Empty backfield, 2 to the top, 3 to the bottom for Andrews out of the gun. They're showing blitz from the outside, from the right, and they're coming. Quick pop pass is incomplete. I'll tell you what, that was a great job by Janot to get to the football and actually become a defensive back, and he nearly caught the ball too, because initially before he made the slant, it looked like it was going to go to the cornerback instead.
Well, Reed McCrabb should have had that ball intercepted, and the defender actually became the offensive man. The offender became the defensive man there and knocked it down.
Crabb, a first-year player, a guy that ran cross-country for a couple of years for the Celtics. Punting situation, and now look how far back Mr. Andrews is standing. I assume it's Mr. Andrews. Pressure's on, gets it off. Indeed it is, Cole. Fair catch called for and taken by Keys at the 34-yard line, and the Celtics get it back. 49 seconds left in the first quarter after that punt that sailed some 31 yards. So it'll be first and 10 now for Dublin Jerome. Are you surprised by the progress in Watterson that we've seen from week 2 to week 9?
Yes. Even in week 2, if you remember, against Orange, they played well. They played well, and we mentioned that at the time.
Especially defensively.
Yes.
First and 10 for the Celtics from the 35-yard line. And they'll keep it on the ground, and there's very little there. They advance the ball up to about the 36-yard line. As number 3 on the keeper, he has gone to quarterback. Now, we talked about this as Shell is now checking back into the contest. But that time, it is Robert Cope on the carry. Cope will gain a yard on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 9. Shell was not in for that play. Now he checks in, and he goes to quarterback. And from the gun, looks, wants to throw out to the right. Pass is complete up across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And the pass is complete on the play to number 9. That's Max Darrow. Darrow makes the catch with 10 seconds left to go. That'll be the last play of the first quarter. 7-0. Watterson leads after one quarter. Back with the second quarter after this on the CCL Game of the Week. Presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
It is 3rd down and 3 from the 42-yard line for the Celtics. Shell to keep. Looks for an opening to the outside. He's got the first down. 45 midfield. Cuts it back. 40. He's got room to the 30. 25. 20. Shell is going to take the distance for the touchdown. Some 58 yards. And on the first play of the second quarter, the Celtics get on the board. It is now 7-6.
That play was designed to go inside to get the 3 yards. And then it was all boogered up inside. So he bounced it to the outside. Cut it back over the middle. And it was sayonara time. I mean, he's got some giddy up there. He can get it and go.
That is his 7th touchdown on the ground this season. He's over 400 yards rushing. And a chance now to tie this game at 7 apiece. Alex Shirley comes on for the extra points. A guy that is another multi-sport athlete, a track kid. Hook to hold. There's the snap. The kick. It is up. We're tied at 7, 11 seconds into the second quarter. We'll take a break for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford of Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus zero for 72 months, plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd Way.
North Canton Hoover has scored to tie up Hartley at 7. Winton Woods has put another one on the board as well. They lead DeSales 14-0.
Shell takes it 58 yards for a touchdown here, Ryan. Shirley with a PAT. Three plays, 65 yards. Took exactly a minute off the clock. We are knotted at 7 apiece. It happened that rapidly. And Alex stays out on the field to boot it. No far hash.
Of course she does, and don't call him Shirley.
Waiting for you to do that. You don't think he's ever heard that before, right?
Not more than once.
There's the kick, and the return is going to start from the 4-yard line. Up across the 10,
oh.
15, out to the 20, to the 21-yard line. So a return of about 17 yards on the play for the Eagles, and they'll have the ball in decent field position.
I have to apologize for that. Oh, but Cade Kaczerski just leveled one of the Larson blockers.
Calhoun with the return. It'll be first and 10 from the 22-yard line officially.
When you're on kickoff coverage, what you're taught to do is to avoid the first line who tries to block you and then run through the second line because you have to be in your lane. And believe me, he ran through the second line.
First and 10 for the Eagles from the 22-yard line. This time they have two backs in the backfield. Line up in an eye. Andrews, though, wants to throw, looks, dumps underneath, pass is complete, gain out to the 30-yard line. So pick up about 8 on the play as it goes to Janot. Janot makes the catch, and it'll be second down and short.
That time, Watterson really put the cornerback for Jerome in a bind because what they did was they ran the wide receiver in tight and then sat him down and then ran him back out of the backfield to the outside third, and the corner couldn't cover them both.
Right now, the Eagles passing to set up the running game. So second down and 2, near hash. Meyer goes on an island to the top, triad to the bottom, actually make the two receivers to the bottom. Janot is the widest of the two. Andrews going to hand it off, and bouncing it is De Palma. Can he get the 2 yards? He cannot. He stood up right at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. A couple of guys there waiting to make the hit on the play, among them for the Celtics, big number 41 coming through. That is Tony Jima. He was second into that pile. They went high and low. Jima got him high, so now it'll be third down. They're going to give him forward progress to the 41-yard line. Third and 1 with 10:42 left to go in the first half.
Big defensive tackle Jackson Harris reported back in for the Celtics, so they're beefing up their line here on this third and 1.
Andrew's going to go under center this time with one back in the backfield. Think so?
Nope.
Going to hand it off, and they got to the 42. We'll see if they got enough for the first down. If they got it, they didn't get anything more than that.
They did.
The Palmer gets it up to the 42 and a third, and we'll move the sticks.
In a snicker.
In a snicker.
A snicker.
Ooh, don't say that. It's Halloween just around the corner. Sounds good. Are you giving out candy this year?
Absolutely.
What am I going to get?
You're going to get nothing like it.
All right. Thank you.
You'll get nothing like it.
If I ever come to a house that gives away fruit or pretzels, I always just say, nah, I'm good. And a timeout going to be taken on the field by the Eagles. They burn it with 10:04 left to go in the first half. We'll pause again for 30 seconds on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
And guys, Whitehall is outgaining Reedy right now, 156-5, and they have an 18-0 lead over the Silver Knights. Also, Pickerington Central hammering Reynoldsburg, 20-0 to score in that one.
There's that Reynoldsburg team up and down like the Dow Jones.
On a first down play, backs from an offset eye. We've got whistles before the start of the play. We've got hankies. Got a procedural call. It's a false start against the offense. So mark it back five. And Watterson, their own worst enemy at first downs now. It'll be first and 15.
Not exactly sure who that penalty was on, but
so again, two backs from an eye. Play action, Andrews looks, dumps underneath, pass is complete. Spencer, the tight end, has it. Spencer all the way up to around the 40-yard line or so as Charlie Spencer makes the catch. There was pressure in the backfield, but Andrews rolls away and gets it off to Spencer, who makes the catch in a good gain.
Well, that was the old waggle route, the old boot pass. What they do was they ran the up back or the blocking back, the H-back, into the flats, and the fullback faked the run to the left, and they booted out to the right and hit the underneath coverage.
Spencer, his 20th catch of the season. He's over 300 yards now. He's got three touchdowns on the campaign. Second down, they need three more from the 39-yard line. We look like we're watching birds or something, you and I, with these binoculars on.
I'm telling you.
Wing readjusts to the top of the set. Handoff, it goes to De Palma off the right side. Got up to the 41-yard line, and that was it. The hole shut down immediately. A couple of guys helping to make the hit on the play for the Celtics, including number 11, Will Rigsby, and also there to make the hit is number 41, Tony Gima, again, the big nose person.
Watterson is going to struggle to run the ball inside of the tackle simply because they can't sustain their blocks long enough. The linebackers are crowding the line because there's nothing else to do in there. And the defensive front's playing well.
Third down and one from the gun now for Andrews and company, with one back in the backfield, two wide to the bottom of the set. Straight back to throw. A little bubble pass is complete. They've got the first down on a third and one. They throw the ball. And Janot makes the catch, and Janot's got it out near midfield for a first down.
That was a tunnel screen there where they blocked the two inside receivers to the outside, ran the outside receiver up through the inside, and it was a nicely executed play. I'm sure somewhere Dick Walker's rolling over in his grave because on third and one they threw the ball.
Oh, boy. This not what you expect to see. But again, we mentioned this, Watterson fighting injuries. And in fact, when you look at the Celtics a couple weeks ago, 12 of their 22 starters that they had counted on were not playing in a game. So both teams have had to survive injuries. First and 10, mark the ball at midfield. And Andrews going to quick pop it, and the pass incomplete, looking near side for Nate Meyer. It falls incomplete. It'll be second down. I'm going to get raccoon eyes. I'm going to get those little circles around my eyes when it's done tonight. No?
Wait till I color those binoculars with a black marker at halftime.
I'm waiting for you to say something like, I know what you did last summer.
You'll look like
that.
Buster the dog from the Dead End Gang or whatever.
8:16 left to go. Andrews now 10 of 15 passing, good for 114 yards.
Little rascals.
I'll be froggy.
Empty.
Yep, with Andrews from the gun. Three to the top, two to the bottom. Back to throw. Pressure's on. Decides to circumvent it. Wants to throw. Guns it downfield. Pass is incomplete at the 20-yard line. Just overthrown there. Looking 30 yards downfield for De Palma. And now it'll be third down and 10. Looked like he had some room to run.
I'm surprised Cole didn't just tuck that and run it because he's a pretty good athlete. I mean, good baseball player, good football player. He should just run it. Got six or seven. And, you know, you need to understand that if he's open, go ahead and take the 30-yard pass, but if he's not open, get seven. So third down is a third and three instead of third and 10.
For the Celtics, big number 55 urging on his teammates, Larry Mastella.
It's so easy from up here to make those decisions.
You are perfect as a coach up here,
as far as you know.
Andrews to throw, looks to his right, throws downfield, and the pass is incomplete.
Ooh.
Did the receiver ever turn around?
The defender never turned around.
Neither
he hit him right
did.
The backside. And
looking on the play for Charlie Spencer, and the pass falls incomplete. So it's fourth and 10 now from midfield. Now, do you take a shot here if you're the Eagles? Fourth and 10 from the 50,
no.
Or do you pin them deep?
Pin them deep. Your defense is playing well. You've given up one play the entire game. It was a big one.
It was a 58-yard run. And now the Celtics readjusting. They're bringing a guy up and going with only one deep man. As they readjust the set, it snaps to the up man, to the 45. Can they get to the 40? Nope, they're not going to get the first down. They readjust. You know, the Celtics saw something, too, with that set, too. They readjusted, and one of their deep men came up tight. As that time, on the carry for Watterson's number 38, Cameron Headley. Headley got the ball And he was the up man and took it across midfield down around the 46-yard line, then got pushed back. But he's going to be shy of the first down by about 6 or 7 yards and give it back now to the Celtics. But the Celtics saw something because the second of the two deep men ran up near the line of scrimmage.
If he had run straight ahead, he might have gotten 7 or 8. I don't know if he'd have gotten 10, but he tried to break to the outside. And Cam Headley's not the fastest guy that Watterson has, and he just got run down by too many guys.
So first and 10 now. From the 46-yard line. The handoff's going to go to Cope. Cope right up the middle. Across midfield. Cope breaks two tackles. Gets down to the 49, maybe the 48-yard line before he's knocked down on the play. Hit made for Watterson by big number 36, Kyle Naderhoff, the linebacker. But not until a gain of 5 on the ground by Cope. They'll bring in a play via the wide receiver as House will check in. Can House check into the house?
Yes.
Seems redundant. Redundant.
Secretary of Society, Redundancy Society.
Second and 5 from the 48. Shell from the gun with one back in the backfield. Wants to throw, looks, quick pop, far side. Pass is complete down to the 43, maybe the 42-yard line. As it goes to Keys, and Keys will have enough, it looks like, for the first down with 7:13 left to go in the first half.
As the Watterson DBs can start to sit on these routes, if they're in zone coverage, their cornerback's eyes should be in on the quarterback, and they may jump that route. This could happen, and it could be a pick six if they're doing a good job of reading the quarterback. Now, if they're man coverage, that's a whole different animal, but their zone, their eyes can be in the backfield watching the quarterback.
Ray Prochko checks in with a play. He goes wide to the bottom of the formation, 3 wide to that side, 1 back in the backfield, 1 wide out to the top. Shell from the gun, rolls right, looks, throws, guns underneath, passes complete inside the 40-yard line down to around the 39. So they have a nice gain on the play as the pass is caught on the play by Prochko.
Prochko did a little 2 or 3 yard out, caught the ball in full stride. The ball was perfectly thrown. He turned it upfield and got 5 yards.
Second and 5 then from the 38. 6:48 left to go in the first half.
Easy pitch and catch.
Well, if it's there all day, why don't teams do that more often?
Well, because what happens to defense is they'll sit in what we call cover 2, and they'll just sit a cornerback out there, and it'll be a pick 6. So they go from cover 2 to cover 4, and one covers your man, and one covers your zone, and on the outside. And
Shell from the gun with Cope to his left. Pumps, looks, going long downfield, and overthrows everybody in North America inside the 10-yard line.
Pass intended for 9, Darrow.
And it was intended for Darrow on the play, but overthrew him by about 10 yards.
Well, and that was Jack Frecker again on the coverage, and Jack actually had a better route running than did the Jerome receiver because he had him turned inside out, and he was the only one that could have caught the ball.
So now it's 3rd down and 5 from the 38-yard line. 6:42 left to go in the first half. House is going to go to the top, as is Keys.
This looks to me like it's going to be a quarterback run. They're going to fake the zone. Quarterback's going to keep him on the outside.
He's one back in the backfield, and he's going to hand it off, and it goes to Cope, and he looks for a gap, and he puts his head down, keeps churning, still fighting. Cope's going to take it down the sidelines, and he will take it in for the touchdown. 6:33 left to go, some 38 yards for number 3, and then it was 13-7 Celtics.
It's just a bad job of tackling there. Watterson had him stopped. They just didn't wrap their arms, and they made a hit, but they didn't make a tackle, and down the sidelines he went for the touchdown. That's just bad tackling. And you know what? It was the inside zone play, but he gave it because Watterson brought a blitz on the outside to take the quarterback away. They were thinking the same thing.
8th touchdown on the ground this season for Robert Cope, who squares his shoulders well, and already in his first year, and there's a flag at running back. He's got, in his first year, some college offers. Let's see what this flag is all about.
It's a dead ball.
It's an unsportsmanlike conduct, perhaps for a celebration after the touchdown. Indeed, that is the case. Don't be happy.
Don't be excited that you scored a touchdown on a great run. Just
happens every day. So that'll be enforced on the kickoff with 6:33 left to go. Extra point time now for Alex Shirley again. Perhaps. Remember, the up man is Cope. He's the holder. So he counts a lot, then goes down to his knee. Sometimes he can come up again. High snap, puts it down. There's the kick by Shirley. It is up, and it is good. 14-7, Celtics, 6:33 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
Alexander Blackman punches one in for the score, and Hartley has a 14-7 lead over Hoover. And Shea Goss has three touchdown runs. Lancaster has a 21-14 lead over Pickerington North.
What's going on with Lancaster? There's another team that will play the Pickerington schools tough.
Well, it's a neighborhood game for them. 10 miles down the road.
Cope, 38 yards for the touchdown. Five plays, 53 yards. High kick, short kick, and fair catch called for by Watterson at the 43-yard line. And that drive, by the way, took 1:25 off the clock. So what was at one time a Watterson lead at 7-0 now finds the Eagles trailing 14-7 with 6:33 left to go in the first half.
That ball was kicked sky high, and Jack Frecker just sat under and called the fair catch. He actually could have returned that. He had about 7 or 8 yards before anybody was near him. He didn't know it at the time, but...
See what the Eagles opt to do here on this first down play. They've got one back in the backfield behind Andrews.
They're going to throw it out here on the left side.
And a little toss. It goes around the near side. The Palm has got it, trying to turn the corner up to the 45 and maybe the 47-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by Kacherski and company.
You know, that play really had a chance, but they just don't have the breakaway foot speed in the backfield. Watterson just needs that one guy that can take it around the corner. They don't have him.
Gain of 4, second down and 6. I'm looking at you and looking at me, and we look like frustrated librarians at times with our glasses down here on the end of our nose and binoculars around
I'm
here.
Telling you, this is more difficult than it should be.
We're looking for the purple-throated swallow, too, as well here. Bird watchers. Second down and 6 from the 47.
Yellow belly sapsucker.
It's my middle name. Andrews, the one back in the backfield, back to throw, looking, guns it across the middle, and the pass is caught. Nate Myers got the football, makes the catch, and he's hit on the play by number 18, Frank Blair, out of the secondary. That's enough for the Eagle first down.
10-yard pickup on the pitch and catch.
Gain of 10 yards, 14-7 the tally in this one, 5:40 left to go. Eagles rapidly up to the line of scrimmage from the 43, two wide to the top. That is Spencer and Janot. Two to the bottom, one back in the backfield. Let's see if they run it on first down. Nope, Andrews wants to throw, dumps it to the Palm. Has got some room, near side, 40, 35-yard line, pushed out of bounds, actually closer to the 36-yard line before he's hit on the play by number 55, and that is Larry Mastella. A guy that plays on the outside up front and made a nice play to push him out of bounds. Mastella is a guy that's 26 assists and 4 solos so far, the big defensive end.
Well, that's the kind of play Waters can really work and use because they get their running back going downhill quickly.
Audino, Janot, and Spencer to the top.
Single coverage at the bottom.
On Meyer. Handoff goes to De Palma, finds a gap, bounces through, and slides into second base at the 29-yard line.
He was safe under the tag.
Lost his footing and just kind of slid like he was going into the second bag. There.
Like somebody lassoed his legs and just pulled him out from under him.
But gets the first down at the 30-yard line. Clock down to 5:14 left to go.
Well, Watterson's in field goal range right now. We were watching prior to the game. They were kicking 50-yard field goals that direction. And so they're in field goal range right now.
Lamming is a veteran. Andrews, the quarterback from the gun. Again, De Palma in the backfield. Trips to the top. One wide out to the bottom. Andrews rolling to his right where the three receivers are. Looks downfield. Guns. Passes complete inside the 20-yard line. Down to the 17. And it's another first down for the Eagles as it goes to Audino.
Antonio Audino.
Adina will pick up 14, and it'll be first and 10 from the 16-yard line. 4:44 left to go.
That was a simple flood route. They're just putting three receivers into the boundary and or to the field, and they're running them all three into the boundary and hit the middle man for a 14-yard gain.
Adino's listed at 5'9". I'm going to guess he's closer about 5'7". But he has the heart of a line, plays like he's 6'5". Andrews looks, guns downfield, has his man, passes complete at the 6-yard line. Following forward to near the 5 is Meyer on the play.
That ball was thrown perfectly. The defender was to the inside, the ball was to the outside. Nate Myers did a nice job stretching to get to the ball, and he's at the 6-yard line now. They got plenty of time. They can punch the ball right at him if they want.
Telling you what, they have a nice mix of the pass and run, and their passing attack I think they've thrown more in the first half than we've seen Watterson throw in the last 5 years.
Absolutely.
Max from an offset eye. Now first and goal from inside the six-yard line. Handoff to Palma off the right side. Takes it near the goal line. Does he break the plane? Yes. Touchdown. 4 minutes left to go in the first half, and then it was 14-13.
Power football, wrap the guard, lead with the fullback, off tackle to the right. Touchdown.
So Nick DePalma takes it in for the score. A guy that's come a long way from 211 yards rushing last season. A guy that, as Ryan mentioned in his interview, was ecstatic about the 184 yards he got against the Cards last week.
Well, when you throw the ball, you get guys out of the box when it's a little bit easier to run against a six-man box than it is an eight-man box.
Extra point time now with 4 minutes left to go in the first half to knock this thing. Meyer to hold. There's the snap. There's the kick. They nearly blocked that puppy. The kick is up, and it is good. Lamming gets the extra points. And now he is 19 of 19, and we are tied at 14 with 4 minutes left to go here in the first half. So a very entertaining first two quarters of football.
Well, yeah, both teams are making big plays. And on that extra point, I was kind of chuckling there because the Celtics came from both sides. Normally, you only try to block from one side because you don't want to run into each other, and that's exactly what they did. They dove from both sides and collided right in front of the kicker. That was not good.
Don't forget, coming up at halftime, the AMA 20 scoreboard show, and stick around after the game for the lengthened version, if you will, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran have the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up until 11 o'clock after the game, and a preview of that, if you will, at halftime when they update you on all the other scores going on affecting CCL teams and all teams in the region.
We've got to get these CCL teams to start winning tonight.
Tough schedule.
We're struggling this. Well, that's, yeah, tough week nine schedule.
DePalma, 6 yard run, 7 plays, 57 yards, 2:33 off the clock. Andrews now 14 of 21 for 155 yards. The return is going to start from the 6 yard line on the kickoff, far side, on the hash mark, up across the 20 to the 25, up to the 30 yard line. Nice return on the play by number 9. That's Darrow on the return. And with that being said, it'll be first and 10 Celtics. 3:55 left to go in the first half. Let's see where they marked the ball officially. Probably closer to about the 33 yard line. Be first and 10 from there. And we'll see what the Celtics have up their sleeves. Remember, Watterson won the toss and deferred, so the Eagles will get the ball to start the second half.
Right, this is an important 4 minutes here because if Watterson can stop them here, they can get the ball in pretty good field position and have a chance to punch one in right at the end of the half.
Shell was out for about a play at quarterback, and he's back in there throughout the rest of this first half. Cope, the running back, to his left. One wide to the top, three wide to the bottom. And they'll keep it on the ground. Cope straight ahead. Bulls his way up near the 39-yard line before he's brought down on the play. Hit made by Watterson by big number 36. That is Kyle Naderhoff.
Well, Cam Headley tried to shoot in there early and make the tackle, and he just missed at the line of scrimmage. The problem is, as soon as you bite on the dive, the quarterback's going to keep the ball in this zone read, and that's where he scored the touchdown the last time.
Second down and three now for Shell and Company from the gun. Running back to his right, rolls that way, looks downfield, wants to throw, guns the ball down, and the pass is caught at the 45-yard line of the Eagles. Receiver pushed out of bounds and has enough for the first down. That's number five on the reception, and that is Ray Prochko. Prochko makes the catch and has enough for the first down across midfield to the 45, gain of 16 on the play.
Simple two-man route. The outside receiver did an out. The inside receiver did a corner route. Very simple. It's the old as football itself. Throw the ball to the open receiver.
House checks in as a wide receiver. He's going to go to the top. Keys goes in the same direction. Prochko there as well, too. One wide out to the bottom, and Darrow. One back in the backfield. Shell from the gun. Looks, throws, quick pop, pass thrown behind. Darrow on the play with 3:06 left to go in the first half. Again, unofficially, I have both teams with two timeouts remaining here in the first half.
Well, they had trips to the field that time, and they chose to throw the one-man route down here to the bottom. And he was open on the stop route, just couldn't connect on it.
So now it'll be second down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Prochko checks out. Coming in to this contest is Trey Welch as a wideout. Three to the top, one to the bottom.
Same formation. Safety blitz.
Shell going to hand it off to Cope. Finds a little gap.
Look out.
Bounces it outside. He's done this before. 35, 30. 25 and brought down a shoestring tackle at the 20-yard line. Again, Watterson has stopped the play at the line of scrimmage, but they cannot close.
They brought the safety up around the outside that time, and the ball went inside. And as soon as you do that, you don't have a fit inside. Your safety, what would normally plug that hole, isn't there. And if you don't get him at the line, it's a big gain.
Gain of 24 in the play. First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Shell rolls left, looks, has a man open. The pass is underthrown, looking for Keys with 2:49 left to go in the first half.
Basically, this is like a two-minute offense because they're staying in the same formation. They've got Watterson in the same basic defense, and it's just time to figure out what you want to do with it. Throw to the one man or throw to the three man.
Bob Guesswich, the head coach, along the near sidelines, talking to Shell, who comes over to talk to him. Guesswich now in his third year as head coach here after coming down from Marion Local, where he was an assistant coach. Actually covered him in the state championships in the past when he was an assistant. Three to the top now. Again, one back in the backfield. That is Cope to the left of Shell on the second down play. Wants to go to his left.
Oh,
throws.
Pick.
Pass is picked off. Picked off by Watterson. Great pause that time to reach up and extend and corral the football. And Watterson comes up with the interception.
Big
on the
number
play.
13.
13 with the pick and D for Watterson. And that is
Perry Finnegan.
Finnegan, the defensive end, able to get there and puts the paws up, snares the football, and comes up with the interception. He's a guy that played very well last week at defensive end. And Finnegan with five solos, two assists, an outside linebacker type, so he's very mobile at 6'4", 215. A preferred walk-on at OSU as well, too. And first and 10, Watterson back the other way with 2:43 left to go.
Well, Finnegan couldn't get there, and so he just stopped and jumped, and he threw the ball right to him.
And they'll keep it on the ground. Big gap. Closes rapidly. It looked like the Palma had more than he thought. At the 30-yard line, all of a sudden, a green wall came. Forest green and gold, to be exact, and they nailed him after a gain of about four on the play.
Well, now, that's the difference between your typical high school running back and your great college running backs. That would have been a jump cut at the next level. He needed to make a miss, but there was just it was a one-on-one in the hole, and he couldn't make a miss.
2:18 left to go. Second down. We'll call it six from the 31-yard line.
Watterson would really like to get a first down here.
Three to the bottom, one to the top. Andrews from the gun, straight back to throw.
Tunnel.
Bubble screen, sets it up, and they get it up to maybe the 36-yard line. And that is it, short gain on the play. It looked like there was more of a gap than that, and Janot went down around the 35-yard line.
It's third and one, this big first down, or third down play here. Now, that was that tunnel screen. They brought the two inside receivers to the outside receiver up through the tunnel, and it's a nice, safe pass, and 7 or 8 yards.
Larry, this is about the third time in the first half that Watterson has had a third and one situation, this time at the 36-yard line. Andrews went all the way to the sidelines to get the play. You can watch the back judge, Larry, to see if they get this thing off in time.
Well, we've got a clock here.
I still can't see it with my glasses. Handoff, and they come shooting through on De Palma, and they undercut him for a loss on the play. They needed one, but coming through and knifing underneath was number 55, Larry Mastella, to make the hit back at the 33-yard line. So now it's fourth down, and with 1:11 left to go, do you burn a timeout if you're
yeah,
the Celtics?
I was kind of surprised they didn't burn it earlier. It was about 1:20 when the play was stopped, and they lost about 9 seconds on that. Trying to decide whether to use the timeout. Hey, you can't take it in with you. You might as well use it now.
They take their second one. 1:11 left to go. Tied at 14. Let's go back now to the studios of AMA 20. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran standing by. And gentlemen, what's going on in your world right now?
Well, Randy, just watching some of these scores come in, and Lee and I are talking a couple surprises here. Lee, I wasn't sure if, obviously the names it was a surprise, but Marysville beating Davidson 19-0.
Yeah, I find that a huge surprise, to be honest. The way Davidson played Kaufman last week, you know, they lost late. But, boy, you just don't expect that to happen to a Brian White team. You know, it's just one of those things, though. You know, they're mathematically eliminated. So, you know, it's tough. It might be tough to get those kids fired up from Davidson.
And I think another shocker, we both thought, Randy, Whitehall beating Reedy 24-0 here. Of course, the Rams, though, fighting for their playoff lives.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll hear more from you at halftime. Fourth down, Andrews to punt on a 4th and 4. Standing back at his own 21-yard line with 1:11 left to go. Gets the snap. No fake this time. It is a high hanging punt. Fair catch called for and taken at the 38-yard line, and that's where the Celtics will get it back. Keys makes the catch. There's 1:05 left to go. And what do you do here now if you're Dublin Jerome?
You go back to your 3-by-1 formation and you throw the ball like you did earlier, only you don't throw an interception. They move the ball well, and you've got a good running quarterback. So if he gets in trouble, he can just, you know, get a 12 or 13-yard gain here by himself.
And, you know, if you're Watterson and Coach Kennedy right now, you're saying, you know what, doggone it, on those two touchdown runs, we actually had stopped them both times, but they were able to bounce the ball out
and make
something happen.
Yep. Just didn't wrap. They hit, but they didn't wrap. You have to tackle.
Three wide to the top. Keys the widest to that side of the field. Shell hands it off to Cope. Cope's going to burrow his way to the 40-yard line as he goes low, and that's about all he'll get, just a couple on the play. Hit made for the Eagles by Perry Finnegan, the man that made the interception, so it'll be second down now. And 8 from the 40 with 50 seconds left to go. See if Shell puts it up here.
Little out route maybe. Nope.
Nope. Cope again. Cope nearly bounced it outside again, got up to the 42-yard line. And a good job to really slow that down in the middle of that time by Cameron Headley. Headley was the guy that went low and submarined that play.
I'm kind of surprised. It looks like the Celts are just going to go in at halftime with this 14-14. They're not going to try to get the first down and maybe try to score.
Unless if you take the shot, you do it now with 20 ticks left to go on a third down play, and you need 6. Same look with 3 to the top, 1 to the bottom, 1 back in the backfield.
Quarterback run.
Shell looks back. He does have to run one more play. And goes back and wants the throw and rolls left.
Here's
and looks downfield across
Here's
the 40, 45, midfield, 45, down the sidelines, 40, down to the 38, but that will end the first half. No flag.
Well, I'm just surprised that the Celtics didn't do that earlier in the. They had a minute 11 to go, and you got a pretty good athlete at quarterback there. I'm just surprised they didn't run him on first down and see what would happen.
And it's the top of the hour as well, too. You're listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, along with Greg Sivaldi and Scott Rex. Glad to have you aboard. What a first half, Larry. We've seen tied at 14 at the break.
Good football game. I mean, both teams are moving the ball, and both defenses are coming up with stout plays when they need to.
We're going to take a little time out here on the other side, and we'll talk with Deacon Chris Campbell from Bishop Watterson about all the happenings in the land of the Eagles. Right now, they have to be fairly happy. Their team tied at 14 against a team that's 5-3 on the season. We'll take a break and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea.